A reading from the book of Exodus. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. For 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God, and you shall not do any work, you, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them. But rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Dear friends, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Will you please pray with me? Gracious God, grant us the Sabbath that we dearly need, so that we can find peace in this world. Amen. So that's what we're talking about today. Remember the
Sabbath
and keep it. So I really, out of all the commandments, this is my favorite because I'm a huge nap taker. I maybe told you that in story time, but I take a nap every Sunday afternoon. Anybody else like power naps or anything like that? I'm alone. Oh, yeah, there's one back there. Thank you for being so brave. But to understand this commandment, we have to ask ourselves two questions. One, what is Sabbath? And then, why is it holy? So, what is it? Why do we have this commandment? And we get the answer to what is Sabbath in the translation of what it means. In Hebrew, Sabbath means to cease from work, to literally take a break, to do no work at all. And then we get the why with this explanation at the end. God says, I made the earth and heavens and earth in 6 days, and then on the seventh day, rested. And so what God is trying to do with this commandment was to establish a pattern for rest, a day of not working to take Sabbath. Hey, and today is Labor Day weekend. How fun is that? We rest from our labors this weekend. Now, here is what makes Sabbath holy. You know who God is. You know God is all things good, that God is all things loving, that God is all things holy. Think about what the prophet says, holy, holy, holy is your God. We sing that as part of our communion liturgy. It is God that makes this commandment holy. It's the God of Israel and the Father of Jesus. And then God makes an important claim for all of humanity. And I think this is the easy part that we skip over in this commandment of what makes it holy. You see, God boldly stated that humanity should rest. Not just the free Israeli man, but including his wife, children, slaves, livestock, because all of that was, of course, property. But it was also, as it says in the text, the aliens in the land, which I prefer the word strangers, animals included. It's all of creation that needs a day of rest. Now, maybe we don't think that is radical, but for the ancient world, this is a radical concept that God is saying every person deserves a day of rest. So to keep the Sabbath holy was for all people. It was for all creation to have a dedicated time, a sacred time in life. A separated time from their work to rest. For ancient Jewish people, this of course was Saturday. And for us today, we call it Sunday. Sunday was set aside, if you're like a really fun fact history buff, Sunday was set aside by Constantine in 321 to say everyone needs a day of rest. Back in the days of the Holy Roman Empire. But what about Jesus? What does Jesus have to say about Sabbath? We know that the Pharisees did not like the things that Jesus was doing. Now remember, God gave the commandment to remember the and keep it. But God didn't say or make up the rules of what you could use your right and your left hand for that day. It was up to the Jewish leaders to say, you cannot carry a bucket of water with your right hand. But if you were a woman and needed water, you might gird up your loins and carry water that way. That's not the point. And so what did Jesus do on the Sabbath? Jesus healed people. He told the man who could not walk to get up and carry his mat and go home. He preached God's word. And God worked through that word. Jesus was all for taking a day off of rest to rest. But Jesus was all about doing the good, letting God's word do the work. It's God's word that healed. It's God's word that preached. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Yes, indeed, take your day of rest. But it's not a day off from doing the right thing. We're still called to do good, to heal, to help, to bring the good news. That's God's word in you. The love of Jesus, light shining in you. So yes, take your day of rest. But remember to love God and to love others. Now, I don't know about you, when I asked you to close your eyes and story time, and maybe you had an idea of what Sabbath looks like to you. I am an image-driven person. I think in images. So when somebody says something, an image pops in my head, or sometimes a story. And in this case, a little bit of both. When I think of remember the Sabbath and keep it holy, this is what comes in my head. Maybe some of you know we were missionaries to Madagascar for almost 10 years. And where we lived on the coast. It was hot and hotter. There, you never needed a sweater. It was just warm and warmer. But when you went to the capital, which we did quite often, maybe once a month or every 6 weeks to get provisions or things we needed or for a meeting. Well, that's a statement. That'll go down in history. But here's what would happen. We would show up and we'd go to church. And we would park our cars just like we do here. And these small children, which would, if you translate them, would be kind of like what Aladdin was called, street urchin. They're these small children who live on the street who are literally so poor you can see their ribs. And it's cold. It's like cold there that you get, there's frost on the ground. These kids don't really have Sabbath because they are penny pinching their way through life. It's hard for us to even imagine what real hunger looks like or a need for a nap because there is no place to sleep. There is no place to help them. So we would park our cars. We'd go to church when we were there. We like to go to a place called Mbatavanaki. It's on a hill. They keep the doors open because the church is literally packed with people. And even when it's only 45 degrees outside, you know how that fresh air feels when you're tightly packed in. The church bells ring. And then when you go outside, you have to look under your car. You see, the little kids, they walk by and they put their hands on top of the car, and if it's warm, they crawl underneath it. And they rest. They rest to the hymns that are sung, the song billowing out the doors, the church bells ringing. They rest. One day we decided to walk home and to leave our car there. There were three little children packed underneath the engine, and we could not wake them. We didn't want to wake them. They needed Sabbath. They needed the safety of a car. They needed the warmth of each other. They needed rest.